That brings us to subset C. This is consideration to approve agreement with the Sturgis Volunteer Fire Department. Daniel, we'll look to you one more time, please.
Sure. Thank you very much. First, let me point out that this has been a agreement that began back in 2010. And when I say agreement, I want to make sure everyone fully understands that it was a verbal commitment that was made by a council and mayor, none of whom are currently here. And it was a verbal commitment that every other year the city would reimburse the Sturgis Volunteer Fire Department for an annual loan payment that would be made to the U.S. Rural Development Association or department for a loan that they would take out to purchase a new fire truck. That and every other year meant that every odd number year the city would make that payment. That payment annual or biannually would be $20,831.58. That has been made on odd number years since 2011. That was the first year. And the final payment would be due in 2029. At this point, that loan, the only entity that is on that loan is the Sturgis Volunteer Fire Department. The interest on that loan is 4.125% for 20 years. At this point, the Sturgis Volunteer Fire Department, in a way to do some cost savings, is looking at trying to pay that loan off in its entirety. They would like to fully repay the loan so that their biannual payments, they would be able to save that cash, not make the loan payments, because at 4.125%, that's a higher interest rate than what they're getting on their savings account. The Sturgis Volunteer Fire Department is trying to proactively save money to replace some of the existing equipment that they have. And so this would allow them to save up money a bit faster. They have asked if the city would agree. Originally, they asked if the city would agree to make all the future payments up front, and we responded no. So they asked instead if they actually made our payments for us, if they would agree that the city would then continue making those biannual payments all the way through 2029, which again is just continuing on the verbal agreement that the city made back in 2010. At the time of writing this, we had believed that it was $17,832 is what the new payment would be. In reality, now that the federal government is back open, they were able to actually correctly calculate that. And I just received an email from our fire chief that the new biannual payment that the city would make to the volunteer fire department would be $16,470.89. We still have six more payments to make, so that would be a total savings of $26,164.14. The city makes those payments out of our capital improvement fund, and so those savings would be able to be used for other capital improvement projects that we have, whether it's parks or streets or buildings or what have you. I do want to note, though, this would be the first time the city in writing would actually be committing to this agreement, which again was made verbally back in 2010.
Thanks, Daniel. Discussion from council on this consideration.
I think there are some issues here that need to be resolved before we pay the taxpayers of the city of Sturgis to this for another 10 years. I'd like to delay is probably a good word. Whatever it takes for the city manager to work with the fire department to establish a little better protocol for the joint use agreement in the future. Anyway, I would move that we delay until Mr. Ainsley has the opportunity to convey some of our concerns.
Yeah, so we did the action.
Motion to table.
First by Mike to table. It was second by Becca. With the motion to table first and seconded, no further discussion tonight will occur if it does pass. All those in favor of the motion, please indicate by stating yes.
Yes.
Opposed to no.
No.
The motion to table passes 8-1. Yep. So we will revisit that again in the near future. Brings us to other matters before the council. Anybody in the public have anything to add that wasn't on the agenda? Can be brought up for a brief amount of time and brought forward. Deb's making her way up.
Deb Holland. And first of all, I'm just talking as a citizen, someone who wears a Fitbit and walks now. And so I just want to say thank you to Public Works. I've been taking my dog to the Woodland, from Woodland Shelter all the way out to the bike, new bike park. I'm so grateful that they clear those off even when it snows. I mean, there's lots of people out there, and thankfully it, you know, with the 50 degrees, it really thawed and opened it up. But
so we can start over.
Yeah. So, and, you know, when you're, even though we live on Fulton and a lot of those people scoop their walks, it's just really nice to know that we can go down to the park and take the puppy. And I mean, I'm a member of the community center, but can't take the dog there. But and the other thing is, I just want to remind everybody that the Pioneer is now home delivered in Sturgis. Right. So you get it on the same day that we put it out. And I do have some flyers back here, and we'll be going to some events here in town so that people know that. And I was just shocked when I came back and people said, well, I don't know, I just found the paper on my porch. I was so surprised. So sometimes people who are in the communication business don't communicate those things. So I just want everybody to know that we're daily and we're on your doorstep for your evening reading. So thank you so much, and I'm glad to be back.
Thanks, Deb. Anything else?
I have something, I guess.
So the contractor right now is getting ready to mobilize a second crew in. Their hopes are that they would start down by the football field, and they would meet in the middle just on the other side of the second bridge on the BLM. There's a 45-degree angle manhole there, and that's where they want to meet. That's a good meeting spot. What that would do is that will make that project happen a little bit faster, and we were a little bit worried about this spring being down into the soccer field and the football field with track going on and everything. So that actually expedites that up and takes that concern away. With that, and they were going to start this week, but with the cold temperatures, actually they called today and said they're going to start, hopefully they want to keep their guys here and keep them working, so they're going to start removing some sidewalk on the east side of the second bridge going east, but they're going to restore that back to a gravel surface and keep it open. They're just trying to keep the crews working. And the last I heard, they were not going to need to take either of the bridges apart now. They were going to get a mini excavator in there and just dig underneath of them. So I think, hopefully, fingers crossed, we should remain open. I mean, we might have some brief day-long detours, but for the most part, we should stay open.
Anything else, public or council?
Yes, I have a comment. I would just like to say to Jerry and the Rally and Events Department, give them some kudos for the classic movie night. That was a really great event, and I think it added a lot to our town to be able to have movies, and I was glad the popcorn machine came in, and it was really great, and thank you so much for putting that on.
Thanks, Becca. Anything else? Is there a motion to adjourn? We have a first by Terry.
Second.
Second by Jason. All those in favor of adjourning, please indicate by stating yes.
Yes.
We're adjourned.